Tape 8, Side 2, September 26th, 1975. There was another work that Eric was planning also that had to do with American subject matter.
Well, it wasn't perhaps so directly American, but it was an American author by the name of Crockett Johnson, who had a comic strip, Barnaby, which you might remember.
Oh, certainly.
It was about a little bumbling fairy godfather who was always, you know, waving his wand, and the opposite things came out.
Right. That
boy, I remember one scene where the boy got a new sled and wished for snow. And the fairy godfather waved his wand, and because it was state remained hot and sunny. And so he showed him the newspaper and said, because the boy complained, and he said, "You overlooked this item," and it says, "Heavy snowfall in Noah Bay."
No.
You know? And he had done this a strip into book form, a book Barnaby, and it was very, very cute. And very humorous. And of course, humor was Eric's forte. And he was very intrigued by this and wanted, and we went into correspondence with Crockett Johnson. And Crockett Johnson was very delighted and wanted to do it too. And so this was also a plan. And I do think that if eventually Eric had done this, or the first one, I think, it would have, from a point of a commercial success, much more opportunities than Job, who was a very deep and tragic theme that was not, so maybe appealing for the average opera house, and difficult to put on, and has remained difficult to this day, because I do think, though Job is not finished, but two acts are completely finished, and they are, so to say, a story by themselves.
Right.
The whole story in Russian Poland is ended, and what goes on in America is like a new chapter entirely, so that this could be played and could be performed, but the obstacles are tremendous.
Yes.
Because it has, I think, a very universal appeal, but nobody can foresee that or can see that so well.
Right. Well, in this series of interviews, I believe that a picture of Zeisel has emerged. Eric as a composer, as a teacher, as a father, and as a human being. One thing that you've mentioned to me in the past, and it might be appropriate as another example of Eric's marvelous humor, is what happened when he went for his American citizenship.
Well, that wasn't really humor. It was kind of involuntary humor. He was, of course, very nervous and very upset. He didn't like examinations and got very upset and very nervous. And he went through this whole thing and studied very, very industriously for this. He went before our house between the two palm trees with his little book, and all the neighbors looked into the book and asked him questions and said that they couldn't answer them, the questions, though they were Americans, which didn't help to make him more confident. But anyway, he knew his stuff very well and passed everything greatly. And when our sponsors were even congratulated how well he did and everything. And then at the final thing, when everything is already settled and you knew that you have made it, you come for last time before the judge, and he asks you this routine question: have you ever been in an insane asylum? Have you ever been in jail? And Eric was so eager, you know, to please and to be sure. Oh yes, oh yes. He said, "Were you in jail?" Oh yes, yes. Were you insane? Yes, yes. So the judge began to laugh. He didn't even listen. He was just yes, you know. And